Could we turn together, please, just as an opening verse to the subject that I want to introduce to the young people. And this could apply to younger people. This could apply to the marrying age. That could be anywhere from 22 and up. And let's turn, please, to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. First of all, I want to give the introduction to this topic about being saved. That is the most important thing that I'm going to be talking about with the subject that I have on my heart. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. The subject that I have in my heart, and I pray that you're praying with me now because I need the Lord's help in this. I feel very inadequate upon this subject. I'm sure there are many brethren here who perhaps are more eloquent or more knowledgeable in the subject. And that is the young people, the question of looking for a mate. Looking for a mate. The last year we've had the privilege of traveling to a number of conferences, and I'm always encouraged to see young people. I'm glad you're here. But this subject needs to be addressed because it's very important, especially for the rest of your life. This last year, I've been asked by a couple of younger brethren, marriage age, who said, pray for me, I'm looking for a mate. I'm not going to give any names, I'm not going to embarrass anybody. Now, I can talk for the men or the young boys, but I can't talk about the girls because it's just not done. Perhaps Tim Roach. I'm sure you've probably had a number of young ladies ask for a little wisdom and guidance. Probably. It's not my place to begin with. These things are earnest. These are expressions of the heart that the young people have. And I want to be practical in what I'm saying because what I pray I'm saying will be the subject of that marriage is something for life. Marriage is something for life. Today's standards in the world and in Christendom included is the fact that I'll see how it goes. I'll see if we get along. I can see if we can agree with each other to disagree. That does happen. Marriage isn't a bed of roses, far from it. I'm not perfect. My wife isn't perfect. And I'm pretty well sure everybody here isn't perfect. The question I want to bring before the young people is the fact is, what is it that you're looking for in a mate? First of all, when we're younger, in our probably early 20s, we sort of fantasize who would like to marry. Somebody handsome, somebody smart, so forth and so on. We can go down the line. And this is natural. Let's just turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1. Now, I'm going to take it a little bit out of context. I know this is talking about the Lord Jesus Christ and his relationship to his beloved, the church. Remember now thy Creator. I meant Song of Solomon. I'm sorry, I got it wrong. Song of Solomon. Chapter 4. Now, I'm going to take it a little bit out of context because I want you young people to realize that what we see, what we feel, What we know and what we need to know in the long run is beauty isn't everything. It says here, "Behold, thou art fair, my love. Behold, thou art fair. Thou hast dove's eyes within thy locks. Thy hair is as a flock of goats that appear from Mount Gilead." You young men, I can only speak for the young men. You look for somebody who's pretty. It's natural, and that's okay. I'm not saying you have to get yourself made up to look like somebody else, because that's not the real you. Marriage is a long, long-term relationship. We learn as we were married 43 years, if I'm married. I hope I am. You know, you get a little older, you get a little senile. But the thing is this, that I'm not the same, and Marie is not the same as we were when I was 24 years old. I've changed. I don't look as pretty as I used to be. I've changed. You know why? I'm getting old. I turned 70 last May. How have I changed? First of all, I've only got half my teeth. My wife tells me, she says, "I can't understand you if you haven't got your teeth in." That's fair enough. Later on down the road, I had to get glasses. You look around and see that most of the majority of the people that are 45 to 50 are all wearing glasses. So there's another problem. This is something you have to think about. It's getting to the point now where I can't hear. My wife is in another room, and she tells me something, and I yell back, "I can't hear you!" Where I say to her, "Wait until we're in the same room so I can understand what you're talking about." Now, these are little things that happen in our life. They're natural things. Now, the point I want to make, basically, is we change. So don't put a set mind on the fact that you look on the outward appearance. It is important, yes. But what I want to get across to you young people is it's the inner appearance. When I decided to get married, or thinking about getting married, I had to do a little examination to myself and say, what is it that I want in a wife? Now I'm speaking to the men, okay? Young men. What do I want in a wife? By that time, 22 years old, you start to think a little bit more mature. The young ladies are mature earlier, so they are probably a little different level, you might say, which is good, because we need it. And I started to think, what is it that I want to look for a wife? Number one is, yes, she needs to be pretty. Number two, and that's the most important thing, and I want you to get this, she has to be a willing, desire, a mature sister in the Lord. I wish I could convert to the ladies, but I don't know how ladies tick, and I can't speak for them, but I'm sure you all know that. So I became serious. What am I looking for? I'm looking for a mature, beautiful Christian woman. Because this is important, because as you go through life, what makes you go through life? First of all, it's the Lord. Second of all, it's relationship. And what I mean by relationship is just not the natural nitty-gritty of life. Yes, you have to go through that. But what is the final road? And say, what do I feel now at 70 years old when I did when I was 24? It's because I felt that my wife was mature at her age of 22. I felt that she could be a help to me. I felt that I needed her companionship. I needed her understanding. I needed her guidance. And this is very important because this is what gets you through life. I don't want anybody here to be a statistic and say, I tried, I'm out of here. I pray that it'll never happen here to any young people. You know, I ask myself the question, and I'm asking you, is this, where do I meet this partner? I've talked to many brethren my age, and I ask them and say, how did you and your wife meet? Especially when you're in their home and you have a little conversation, and a great majority of you have been at Gordon's camp, Hamer Bay. Others have met at a conference, a young people's group. And you know, this is the best place to find them. It's not on the internet. It's not on Facebook. It's not on Twitter. Nowadays, you young people are being bombarded with this thing of matchmaking. It's a big deal. And they lure you and say, oh, I'm looking for a Christian girl, so I will go to Matchmate, or I will go on so-called Christian sites, and I'll meet the one I love. Don't go there. Don't go there. That's not what the Lord's purpose is. You don't have to go looking for somebody. The Lord will bring somebody to you. Don't go looking on the internet to try and find a partner in life. Ask the Lord to guide you. Ask the Lord to give you that principle that will have these values, these Christian values in the home for your relationship between you and your wife and the relationship between you and your children that will come along, if the Lord will. It's a life experience. And I want you to really think about these things. I know many of you are asking the Lord the question of who your life mate would be. And I take it very seriously when these young men come up to me and say, pray for me, I'm looking for a life mate. I'm looking for the one the Lord would have me to be with me. Prayerfully consider these things. Look down the long road. Wife and I usually have a little joke and say, well, we've been married so many years, I think we deserve a medal. Nobody's given me a medal yet. Because it's the long run. I'm sure there's a lot of people here married longer. Thank the Lord for that. But young people, be serious about how you have this answered by the Lord as to what he would have you to do to join a life partner. I pray that in weakness, I may have said something that you young people may seriously think about the long run. Like I say, I'm not as beautiful as I used to be, but hey, we're together. Let's just pray.